I liked food too much to eat like you. I've always prided myself on eating anything. It's a self-image change for me to now take time to explain to the waiter the stupid way I eat. I have to give detailed instructions for a salad, for Christ's sake. If I'm out with people, I don't want to be embarrassed by asking the staff whether the baked potatoes have any oil on the skin or some other stupid shit. I just order sparkling water and decaffeinated coffee and call that my supper. If I'm out with people at a restaurant, chances are I'm there for the company or business. And if I don't eat, it just makes focusing and talking easier. Cray Ray has taught me that not eating at all is even an option, at least for a few weeks. I have friends who have watched me get thin and healthy. They watch me eat, even taste what I eat. When they complain to me about their weight and their health, I say, just do what I did. They answer with something like, I like food too much to eat like you. To taste buds that have been fucked hard by the standard American diet, the food I now eat tastes bland at best. But to me, it tastes great. To me, it sounds a bit like they're saying, I like music too much to listen to Miles Davis. It's not food you like too much. It's shitty corporate jive-ass TV food you like too much. What we eat and what we like to eat is completely habit. Every study I can find on it says people eat what they're used to eating, and they like what they're told to like. When I started this diet, I thought I was going to go through 3 months without any good food, that I'd have food I loved only at rare and appropriate times, weeks apart. I was planning on giving up most of my food enjoyment, but I thought my health was worth it. I didn't understand Cray Ray's plan for me. His plan was to fix my broken palate. I now eat food I love every single day, at every single meal. And the food I love is more complex, more interesting, more jazz, classical, Velvet Underground, Zappa. It's just no shitty Eagles. I look forward to my meals more than I ever have. When I finish my meals and I'm full, I don't feel slightly sick with my guts exploding. I feel great. It seems like human beings are going to grow to love whatever food we eat. We just have to learn to love the right foods and not eat what TV tells us to eat. As I said to one of my libertarian buddies, eating pizza is just voting for Hillary. I'm from New England, and my parents were a generation older than all my peers' parents. My mom fed me delicious, well-prepared, healthful food made with care and love. I didn't eat shitty snacks. Yeah, there was way too much of all the stuff I don't eat now. My mom didn't know. I loved the food my mom served me because I loved my mom, and I was used to it. When I left home as a teenager, there was lots of exploring and learning to do, and a small part of that experimenting was trying food that wasn't offered in Greenfield. When I arrived in San Francisco in my 20s, some new friends took me out to eat sushi. When I worked with George Takei and became friends with him, he claimed that he was responsible for sushi being so popular in the USA. He says he took William Shatner out for sushi on the set of Star Trek, and there you go. I remain a little skeptical, but I'm always a little skeptical. In the late 70s, sushi was still exotic outside of California, and I'd never had it. I wasn't a sci-fi fan. I sat down at the counter, and my friends explained that we'd start with a California roll because it was easy for beginners. Fuck that. I called the sushi chef over and asked, "What do people who look like me never order?" It didn't take him long to size me up. He answered, "Uni." Okay, my friends and I will have nothing but uni, a big plate of it, however many orders that is. He explained that it was sea urchin and had a taste and texture we wouldn't be used to, and it was expensive. I was a street performer and had plenty of cash. As long as he was okay being paid in ones, I'd gladly treat all my buddies to Star Trek the supper. We had a feast of uni, and wow, it was weird. My boiled dinner New England palate had no idea what hit it. This was not corned beef and cabbage. I've enjoyed sushi ever since that day, but I faded back to California rolls, and it was a few years before I got back into uni. I was a judge on some Food Network cooking show, and the contest was preparing the most expensive foods. I ate Kobe beef that was $600 for one steak before it was prepared, and the freshest, rarest, most delicate sea urchins. I'd grown up and could dig all those flavors. I'd come a long way from New England. Now I've come even farther from New England. I've lost my taste for donuts, pizza, and bacon. I never thought it would be possible. I thought the love of grease, sweet, and salt was built in. I had lots of just-so stories that explained it from an evolutionary standpoint. Calories and salt were scarce. We had to look for all we could get. It doesn't seem that way now. I order organic vegan soup at a health food store, and it's just too salty for me to finish. In the old days, I would have pushed through. In the old days, as a fat fuck, I would have ignored the chemical burn of the salt and kept eating until the recoil turned to desire. I would push through the waxy, phony taste of a Hershey bar because TV told me it was a treat. Vote for Hillary because she's the sane choice. I learned to love sea urchin. I don't do that anymore. I've worked hard to get my palate to where it is. I don't show off anymore by being able to enjoy eating anything. I don't have to use that to show off. I have a theater with my name on it, and I can vanish a cow dressed as an elephant. I'm writing this at Christmas time. Because I have my name on a theater, my bosses at the Rio All-Suite Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada, always get me a present for the holidays. They learned years ago they were fucked on the alcohol front, that they'd booked the only teetotalers in showbiz. They couldn't just buy a nice bottle of something and be done with it. They solved that problem with food. Every Christmas, they give me a huge basket of all sorts of delicacies. This year, I went through the basket pretty quickly. Not eating, sorting. Chocolates, salty toffee nuts, olives, tapenade, gourmet shortbreads, and ginger cookies all went out to the crew. I took home a few pieces of fresh fruit. This is fancy fresh fruit, big, perfect oranges and apples and some plums. I've never enjoyed eating more than I do right now. I love pea soup, beans, salad, and fresh watermelon more than I ever enjoyed Kobe beef and uni. So my answer to my friend's statement is, I now like food too much to eat like you.